Yeah, so it's, we're talking about the Rashba. So where did we leave off last time? Well, last time we worked out the Rashba in the Metziyat HaChayim Aleph. The Rashba also is not Mitam Shtichus, it's Chayla Kantaisi Peyos. And the Rashba brings a raya from the Gemara about Metziyat that Chatzah Mishim Yad Vlegoi Mishlichus, and that the Zochon Lodom Shlei Befonim with Chatzah. Same Gemara, the Tosfos brought a raya that Tzvi is mitam shlichus from the Lashon of the Gemara. Tzvi is mitam shlichus. But the Gemara shlichus. That Tosfos brought a raya from that Gemara that Tzvi is mitam shlichus from the Lashon of the Gemara. But the Gemara said Chatzim Shem Yadav Leim Shlichus, and therefore you have Zochon Lodom Shlei Befonim. So the Lashon of the Gemara, the Gemara shlichus, Tosfos understood to mean that Chatzim works as Yad, but it also works as shlichus, and that's why you could do Zochon Lodom Shlei Befonim. So that's how Tosfos. So Tosfos understood the words. Come to Taish. Chatzim Shem Yadav Leim Gemara Mishlichus. We said Tosfos learns that it means that a chatzah is two dinim. It's a din yad and a din shlichus. Tosfos tells that chatzah has two dinim. It has a din yad and a din shlichus. We explain where that comes from. Where did Hakan chatzah, where's the mocker and Torah that chatzah has both dinim? So I suggested that Tosfos holds, like the Rif and the Ramah, the Maskon and the Gemara, that you know the base, is that chatzah by a Tana is Mishum Yad. But Le'alfin and Kotten Miktana. And Chotzer, therefore, by a man, by Gneva, there's also Chotzer. Chotzer by a man is Mishum Shlichus. So in there's two Makarim in Torah for the din of Chotzer. There's a din of Chotzer by a get, and that's Mishum Yad. But that's only by a woman, not by a man. And then there's a din of Chotzer by Gneva, which is even by man. That already has to be Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. So Taisus helps, there's a mocker in Torah for both. Chotzer al Stiyad and Chotzer al Shlichus. And that's what Taisus read the Gemara Daf Yud Beis. Chotzer mishum yad, v'legor mishlichus means chotzer works mishum yad, but it can also work mishum shlichus. So therefore, by get, where you can't have shlichus because she doesn't want, and it's ein chav lo adam ela b'fanav, and even b'fanav she doesn't really want it. So therefore, by get, it has to work mishum yad. So you need oimid b'sad chatzera, because the chotzer of yad is only when it's oimid b'tzidlo. By zochin, there you can work with the other chotzer of shlichus, and that's why you can have schir shaloi. That's why you can have zochin lo adam shloi b'fanav by chotzer. That's what Tosfos read the Gemara Dafid Beis Amud Aleph, and that's what Tosfos says by us, that you see in that Gemara that Tzchiyah Mitam Shlichus, because the way Zochin works is with the Chotzer of Shlichus. So you see that Tzchiyah is Mitam Shlichus. That's the Mahalach of Tosfos. But we saw the Rashba, but this is just recapitulating from last time. On the other hand, we saw the Rashba in Metziyat HaChayim Aleph. The Rashba points to the same Gemara, and the Rashba says, you see from that Gemara that Tzchiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus, because we hold like Rav Yochanan that Chotzer is Mishum Yad, and yet it works with Zochin Olam Shloi Befonav. So you see that Zochin Lodom Shloi Befonav is Mishum Yad, not Mishum Shlichus. So Rai the Tzchiyah is Lav Mitam Shlichus. So we work through that the Rashba holds that, not like the Rif and the Rama, the Rashba holds that the Maskon Lodom Shloi Befonav is Chotzer is Mishum Yad and only Mishum Yad, both by a Kotan and by a Ketana. The Alfin and Kotan Miktana, the Lashon of the Rashba is clearly that way, that the Maskon of the Gemara is like a Yerchim and the Chotzer is only Mishum Yad. So there's no Mokar in Torah for Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. There's no such thing as Chotzer Mishum Shlichus. Chotzer in Torah is only Nisrabi Mishum Yad. When the Gemara says Chotzer Mishum Yad, Vlegar Mishlichus, and Gemara Dafid Beis says Chotzer Mishum Yad, Vlegar Mishlichus, the Rashba understands it to mean Chotzer is Mishum Yad. But if Bimokam Zochel Lodom Shloi Befonav, you don't need Shlichus. Yad is good enough. So Vlegar Shlichus, whatever you could do with Shlichus, by Yischus you could do with the Yad. But Chotzer is Mishum Yad. So therefore, if it says in that Gemara that Chotzer is Mishum, that Chotzer works for Zochel Lodom Shloi Befonav, Rashba takes the two Gemaras. On the one hand, we have a Gemara, Rav Yochanan, that Chotzer is Mishum Yad. On the other hand, we have Gemara Dafid Beis that says that the Zochon Lodom Shloi Befonav with the Chotzer. But Chotzer is Mishum Yad, it's not Mishum Shlichus. How does Zochon Lodom Shloi Befonav work? Al Kochel, Zochon Lodom Shloi Befonav works, but without Shlichus, just Yad is enough for Zochon Lodom Shloi Befonav. With my Yad, I could be Zeicher, by a Midi Deschus, somebody could be Zeicher for me. With his Yad, you don't have to come on to the Parsha of Shlichus. So that was the Rashba's Moker, that Zchi is Mitam Shlichus, the way it's coming out, that Zchi is Mishum Yad, Zochon Lodom Shloi Befonav is Mishum Yad, and it's nothing to do with. Nothing to do with shlichus. That's how we work through the Rashba. So now going further, you see from this Rashba, a new havon in zochem lodom shloi befonav. That zochem lodom shloi befonav is not mitam shlichus. That we know the Rashba holds that zchi is not mitam shlichus. Zochem lodom shloi befonav works without shlichus. But now I see it's another knesh. That what does that mean? That zchi is lav mitam shlichus. That means it's mishum yad. Lashon the Rashba is that way. That Tzchi is Mishum Yad. The alternative to being Mishum Shlichus is that it's Mishum Yad. That's a chiddush all by itself. They say from Rav Chaim, this is right, Rav Chaim brings from Rav Chaim that Rav Chaim said that even if Shechiyah is lav mitam shlichus, even according to those Rishonim, that Shechiyah is not mitam shlichus, it doesn't mean it's mishum yad. It means it's a different kind of shlichus. But you have to have something akin to shlichus. In this Rashba says not though. It says in this Rashba that Tzochim Lomish Leib fun of, if it's lav mitam shlichus, the Rashba Shita, that it's lav mitam shlichus, that means you don't need any kayach shlichus at all. You don't need any kayach of being kemoise at all. It's just a yad. And a chutz is not a shlich at all. Chutz was only nisra'ab mishum yad. It was not nisra'ab mishum shlichus. And nonetheless, it's able to have zochim lorim shleib b'fanav. It's enough to have a yad. There's a yad, a mokum kabbalah. What's a yad? A yad is a mokum kabbalah. There's a mokum kabbalah that's being makabal l'cheifetz, and it's hamidi d'schus, and it's kind of for me without the koyach of shlichus. So now, there's a few questions, though, that this gives rise to. First of all, if this is true, that Zochim Lorim Shleib b'fanav works, according to the Rashba, with just the yad, and you don't need the koyach of shluchos shalom to maisa at all, so why does it have to be my chotzer? Just for a chotzer to be, any chotzer is a yad. It may not be my yad, but it's somebody's yad. How does Zochim Lorim Shleib b'fanav work without shlichus? No, it says in the Rashba, Zochim Lorim Shleib b'fanav works without shlichus. The chorus of shad is that in a midi dischus, you don't need my yad. You don't need it to be my yad. Anybody's yad could be kind for me. So if anybody's could be kind for me, so why does it have to be my chotzer? Why can't anybody's chotzer be zeicher for me? So if a mitzvah falls into anybody's chotzer, it should be zeicher for me. I mean, I guess for everybody else in the world too. Like, obviously, if everybody's chotzer is zeicher for everybody in the world, so if anybody's chotzer could be zeicher for anybody, so then I don't know how this is going to work out in practice. But Lemaisa, why indeed? Why should it be? Why should it have to be my chotzer? If it's a schus for me, why does it have to be my chotzer? Elamai, because it has to be my yad. If it has to be my yad, so how can you have zochim lorim shleib b'fanav ever? It's not my yad. What could make it my yad? Shlichus. But the whole sheet of the Rashi is you don't need shlichus. That's question number one. Question number two. If we'll say for some reason, sort of like all mimonoshal questions. If we'll say that somehow it does have to be my yad, and that's why it has to be my chotzer, because it has to be some of my yad, so then why is it not good for a get? If my chotzer, even if I'm not standing next to it, is called my yad, let's maybe we could ask that by yourself. My chotzer, when I'm not standing next to it, is that my yad? Taisus is a muscle fellow. Taisus, for example, holds not, it's shlichus, not yad. But we're now in the Rashba. The Rashba holds that a chotzer is a yad everywhere. Zochim is not doing shlichus. A chotzer is kind of thing wherever it is. My chotzer is kind of thing wherever it is. Mishum yad, not mishum shlichus. Is it my yad or is it not my yad? That's part of the question that we're asking. If it's not my yad, so I'm asking, so why does it have to be my chotzer? Let it be anybody's chotzer. So Elamai, maybe you'll tell me, no, it does have to be my yad. Even for Zochim, it has to be my yad. So if it has to be my yad, so why can't, and my chotzer is my yad, even though I'm not standing next to it, so why isn't it good enough for a get? Why by get you have to have aymed b'tzidah? All you need is the benosin v'yoda. If my chotzer is my yad, even if I'm not standing next to it, so it should be good enough for a get. And all again, going back and forth, we go back and forth with this mimonosh. Now, it says in Rashba, what it says in Rashba is that zochin is nothing to do with shlichus. And the zochin that you have by chotzer, my chotzer is kind of me b'chalmokim, chatzer is l'odim kind of b'chalmokim, works not midin shlichus, midin yad. What's not spelled out in the Rashba is does it have to be my yad or does it not have to be my yad? L'chayra, that's the shayla, does it have to be my yad or not my yad? This chotzer that's shaloi b'fanav, is it my yad and that's how it works midin zochin, or is it not my yad? So on the one hand, if we'll say that Zochin has to be my yad, and that's why it has to be my chotzer, because it has to be my yad. So A, so let it work by a get. B, if it has to be my yad, and my chotzer is my yad, so how does Zochin Lomishleib b'fanav work by a person? The person is picks something up and he's doing it for me without shlichus. Zochin Lomishleib b'fanav without shlichus. But how is it my yad? It's his yad, it's not my yad. Ela my shlichus, but the whole sheet of the Rashba is he is lav mitam shlichus. If on the other hand we'll say that maybe Haka does not have to be my yad, and that's how anybody could do it, anybody could be zeich of me, because in immediate discourse anybody's yad could be zeich of me, and then my chotzer shalei b'fanai is called a yad, not my yad, And that's good enough. Any yad could be zeicher for me in the immediate ischus. So then I have another question. So why can't the goy be zeicher for me? Goy has a yad. He doesn't have shlichus. But he has a yad. Zeicher l'atzmai. So why can't the goy be zeicher for me with zeicher l'adam shalei b'fana? And that's mefurish in Ezel Neshech, that a goy cannot be zeicher for me. The Rashi himself says over there in Dafai now, there's no schiyah by a goy. Rashba speaks out. That same Rashba speaks out because schiz went out from Nosiacha Lashevet, Lashovet, and that's only dealer by Yisrael, not by a goy. A goy doesn't have a yad to be zeicher for me. Why not? So why should it be worse than a chotzer? The chotzer could be zeicher for me because it's a yad. It may not be my yad, but it's a yad. So why can't a goy be zeicher for me? He also has a yad. Why should it be greater than a chotzer? The chotzer is also not a Yisrael, but it's a yad, so it's zeicher for me. So why can't a goy be zeicher for me? If it has to be my yad, then I understand a goy is not my yad. My chotzer is my yad. A goy is not my yad. It's, so that he doesn't have. But then how is the Yisrael's zeicher for me? But what makes the Yisrael's yad my yad? Shlichus. But we're going to skill amitam shlichus. So that's the problem of it. We need to have our cake and eat it too. But somehow it has to be what all of this conduces to is that it has to be my yad, but it doesn't have to be shlichus. It's not shlichus, but it does have to be my yad. But then, why isn't it good enough for a get? So I think the get that Adover is, I'm just trying to give it a get, a hagdor. I think the hagdor over here is that for Zochon La'onim Shaloi B'fono, Avadi need my yad. My yad means my mokum kabol. That's what a yad is. Yad is a mokum kabol. It has to be my yad, the place where my mokum kabol, where I store things, where I put things. My mokum kabol. My chotzer is my yad. Because that's my Mokum Kabbalah, wherever it is. My Chotzer is my Yad. Somebody else's Chotzer is a lot of not my Yad, because it's not my Mokum Kabbalah. Even for Zochran, it has to be my Mokum Kabbalah, it has to be my Yad. So you can't use somebody else's Chotzer to be Zeicher for me. Because it's not my Yad, it's not my Mokum Kabbalah. The Chiddush of Zochran Lonim Shalei B'fano, which we learn out from Nosi Echa, Mr. Rashbos, we're learning out from Nosi Echa, Lashavet. I mentioned the other day, it's not so clear where we learn Zochran from. How do you read the Gemara Kiddushin, the Maskana? Where's the Ischil? The Rashba learns it's exactly the cost of Nosi Echad, Nosi Echad, Lashana. The Rashba learns, no, the Maskana, that's not the Shat, Nosi Echad wasn't a Schus, you can make a Nichol Evahar, you can make a Nichol Evahar, the Ischil is a Svar. I'm not sorry that he's a Shliach. It's just a Svar of the Maskana. But the Rashba knows it's exactly the cost of. The exactly the cost of Zochran Lonim Shalei B'fano, which is only by Yisrael, not by a guy, is that a person, a fellow Jew, can take his yad and he could be makabel for me, and when he's makabel for me, his yad becomes my mokum kabol. It becomes my yad. That's not the same as shlichus though. Shlichus would mean that it's my maisa. Zochin is not mitam shlichus according to the Rashi. It's not my maisa. I am not doing the kabbalah. He's doing the kabbalah. What Zochin gives me, this chiddush din of nosi echad of tzchiyo, is that kol adam, or adam Yisrael, any Jew, with his, he can take his yad and he can make his yad a mokum kabbalah for me. He can be makabel for me. When he's makabel for me, in immediate discourse, his yad becomes my yad. And that's enough to be kainah for me. It's enough for me to be kainah. It's enough that the chayfetz was put into my mokum kabbalah. So any other person, if he's zeicher for me, he's taking it for me. So his yad at that point, he's using his yad as a mokum kabbalah, becomes my mokum kabbalah. Because since he's taking it from me, his yad becomes my mokum kabbalah. So that's my yad. That's a chiddush, that anybody's yad could become my mokum kabbalah, and that's a chiddush that's said by Nosi Echad, and that chiddush was not said by a goy. So if a goy takes something from me, it's his yad, it's not my yad. It's not my mokum kabbalah, it's his mokum kabbalah. So if he's going it for himself, how could he be going it for me? It's like somebody else's chotzer. So that's a chiddush din by Yisrael, that his yad could become my mokum kabbalah. By a chotzer, you don't need a chiddush. You don't need that chiddush. My chotzer is automatically my mokum kabbalah. My chotzer doesn't say nosi echad by chotzer. I don't need it to say mokum. It says chotzer mishum yad. Mimela, automatically I understand it's my mokum kabbalah. B'chol mokum shu, it's my mokum kabbalah. So it works. The zochel adam shalei b'fano. By a get, it's not enough to have my mokum kabbalah, because the chiddush of ein chavon adam shalei ela b'fano, what it means ein chavon adam ela b'fano, is that in a chayv, it's not enough that you put it into my mokum kabbalah. You need my maisa kabbalah. That's a chiddush ein chavon adam ela b'fano. Ein chavon adam ela b'fano means that in a schos, it's enough that it's my yad. My yad, my mokum kabbalah is automatically kind of for me. You don't need my maisa. By a chayiv, my makom kalbala is not automatically kind of for me. By a chayiv, you need me to do the ma'aseh kinyan. That's ein chavin la'adam ela b'fanav. You need I have to do the ma'aseh kinyan. So therefore, by a chayiv, you have to have either shlichus mamish, then it's called I did the ma'aseh, or oimid b'tzad chaseira, so then the chatzer becomes an extension of Rav, so it's called that she did the kabbalah. But if the chatzer is not standing next to her, she's not oimid b'tzad chaseira by a get. So it's her yad, but it's not her ma'aseh kabbalah, because it's not an extension of her. But she's standing next to the chatzer, so then it becomes mamish like her yad, like it's an extension of her yad. So that's called she did the ma'aseh kabbalah. When she's not oimid b'tzad chaseira, so the yad, wherever it is her mochen kabbalah, but it's not her ma'aseh kabbalah. And by a midi d'chayv, that's not good. That only works by a midi d'chus. It's more about mitzidik in yonim, but I just wanted, since we were talking about the Rashba, I just wanted to have a sort of a hagdar. What it says in the Rashba, what's more negel in yonenu to our sugya, to the topic of our tosfos, is the nidud of tzchiyah mitam shlichus. That's our tosfos is about tzchiyah mitam. You could say this is a tosfos about tzchiyah mitam shlichus, basically. So it says, and our tosfos shita is tzchiyah mitam shlichus. Zochalon Shloim B'Fanim works with Shlichos, Anan Sadi, the Nichra. And the Rashba is the Bar Plukta of Tosis. The Rashba is the other leading brand. The Rashba holds that Shchi is not Mitam Shlichos. And Zochalon Shloim B'Fanim has nothing to do with Shlichos. And how does Zochalon Shloim B'Fanim work? So I told you, Chaim said it's like a different kind of Shlichos. It's not. But Echoy, what it says in the Rashba is that Shchi is Mitam Yad. That Zochalon Shloim B'Fanim works with Yad alone. Like you find by Chotzer. A Chotzer is not Nisra'ab in Mishn Shlichos. Chotzer was only Nisra'ab and Mishun Yad, Rav Yochanan and Shichlo, the Rashba holds, we hold like Rav Yochanan both by a Kotan and by a Tana, we hold like Rav Yochanan all the way down, the whole din in Torah of Chotzer is only Mishun Yad, not Mishun Shlichos, and yet it says in Gemara that by a Chotzer, Zochan Lam Shleib Afan, how do you have Zochan Lam Shleib Afan, it's only a Yad, so that's the Rashba says, you see from that Gemara, that Zochan Lam Shleib Afan is Mishun Yad, not Mishun Shlichos, and the way Zochan Lam Shleib Afan works has nothing to do with Shlichos, he's not my Shliach, it's not my Maisa Kabbalah. It's just a ma'aseh yad, and a chotzer could be, and a chotzer has zochel lanu shleib b'fanav, even though a chotzer is not a shliach, doesn't need to be a shliach. A chotzer is a yad. Wherever the chotzer is, it's my yad, and therefore it works with zochel lanu shleib b'fanav. That's what it says in Rashba. That's more what's negated to our places and to our neither. But I just the shleimus inyan. Just wanted to get exactly a hadar over here. If it's my yad, so how is that exactly different than shlichus? If the chotzer is my yad, so why is that different than shlichus? Why is that not good enough for a get? And if it's not my yad, then why not use any chotzer? Why not use a goy? Like, that's what I want to, you know, that's what I'm adding now, this hashlamah. That there's a difference between saying it's my yad and saying it's my maisa. My yad just means it's my makom kabbalah. It's not my maisa. Shlichus means that it's my maisa. So zochan shloim b'fanav is not mitam shlichus according to the Rashba. Shchiyah la mitam shlichus. That's why a chotzer can have shchiyah. Chotzer is not a shlich. It's never my maisa. A chotzer is never my maisa. I mean, chotzer is not mishum shlichus. Chotzer is only mishum yad. So how does, and yet it has zochan lanu shloim b'fanav. Because that's exactly the Rashba's point. You don't need my ma'aseh to do zochel lanu shleib b'fanav. It's chiyah la mitam shlichus. But you do need it. Should my ma'aseh kabbalah? It does have to be my yad. Well, my chotzer is my yad, and the chiddush of zochel lanu shleib b'fanav is that another person's yad could also be my yad if he's mekabel for me and if he's a yisrael and not a goy. But it's still not shlichus. Shlichus is only shlichus. Here, there's no shlichus. Chiyah is not mitam shlichus. Yeah.
Are there any
nafkamina
between Shittas Tosfos and Rashba, or is it just the conceptual?
Sure, there's nafkamina. First of all, there's nafkamina because the Kotan have Zochan. That's nafkamina that tells Adonim. Tosfos holds that there's no Shchiyah by a Kotan because Shchiyah mitam shlichus and Tanim and Afnei shlichus. The Rashba also Kotan could have Shchiyah. That's the nidum of the Rashba. Rashba Kotan could have shlichus because Shchiyah is nothing to do shlichus. All you need is a yad. A Kotan could also have a yad. I mean, in order for the Kotan to have a yad, I mean, in both ways, a Kotan could have Shchiyah that another person could be Zeicha for a Kotan. And a Kotan could have Shchiyah that a Kotan could be Zeicha for somebody else. For a Kotan to be Zeicha for somebody else, don't worry to get into the Gemara and Gittin, then we're going to, you know, besides the issue of Shlichus, you have to know does he have a Yad at all, because that's a singing Gittin. That's the next step. But a Kaponim, in principle, according to Tosfos, a Kotan does not have Zochan at all, not for himself. Other people can't be Zeicha for him, he can't be Zeicha for others. It's all Shlichus, and the Kotan doesn't have Shlichus. Kotan doesn't have Shlichus, that means he can't be a Shlich for others, and other people can't be a Shlich for him. It's a two-way street. It's Atem Gam Atem. The din of Atem Gam Atem, Tosfos holds the din that a Kotan is not about Shlichus, is learned out from Atem Gam Atem. Which again, is not really a Gemara anywhere by a Kotan, it's a Gemara by a Goy. The Gemara says, by a Goy doesn't have Shlichus because it's a Grosha Atem Gam Atem. And the Gemara says, the Feir, Shnei Zuneshech, Tosfos quotes the Gemara later in Zuneshech. that it's a two-way street. A gois mismayed from having, from being a shliach, and from having a shliach, because atem gamatem, the worship of the parish, is a two-way drasha. Just like you're a bnei bris, your shliach has to be a bnei bris, and just like your shliach is a bnei bris, you have to be. Everybody has to be a member. So it's a two-way street. This drasha of atem gamatem. So according to Tosis, Tanim also, Tanim are bchalal drasha of atem gamatem. So a kotan can't be a shliach, and he can't have a shliach. And that's the pasuk in the afternoon. There's another afternoon with the Tosis in the Rashba, which is, does a cotton doesn't have shlichus, but he has yad. At least the katana has yad. Katana for sure has yad. That's the machlas to deal different with shlichus. So if you feel in cotton katana, does a cotton also have yad? The Rishon Rambam say cotton does not have yad. Chotzer mishum yad. The Rashba also cotton also has chotzer mishum yad. But there's certainly a concept that a katana at least has chotzer mishum yad. For a katana to have chotzer mishum yad, does she have to be oimid b'tzach chaser? That would be an afkamin also. No, let's say Katana is not oimid. Katana wants to be kainu mitzia and she's not oimid b'tzach chaser. That'll be another nafkamina here between Tosfos and the Rashba. The feed Tosfos is no, because manashach chotzer mishum yad is only when she's oimid b'tzach chaser. That's how we lose in one nafkamin base. Chotzer mishum shlichus katana and nafkamin shlichus. That's according to the Rashba. Yes, she could chotzer mishum yad. Not only if she's oimid b'tzach chaser, even the schi of chotzer is even she loibel when she's not oimid. Wherever it is, it's my yad. So if a katana has a chutzer of a chol makam shul, it would be kind of a mitzvah for the katana, according to the Rashba. That would be another nafkamina with Tosfos in the Rashba.
Well, that was the first nafkamina they were saying.
Yeah.
According to Tosfos, anyway, he still ends up saying that a katan can be zilcha by daskar zmakre, and the Rashba also answers. He also has to answer the other gemaras, which seem to say that a katan is not zilcha, and therefore the Rashba himself also says from time to time that a katan zilcha.
So let's wait. Let's wait for the Morgan. That's the next step in the Tosfos. The Morgan. You're right. Tosfos got to deal with the word gittin.
There still won't be arguing lagave that halachically lagave whether or not a katan can be zolcha. They'll say the same thing. They'll say when is daskar zmakre could and when is not daskar zmakre he can't. And don't know how to be conceptually.
But you'll see that it'll be an afkamina. What will for sure be an afkamina is can another person be zeicher for a katan? That's not the gemara gittin because there's no chesaron. No, let's do the gemara gittin first. Let's do the next step of Tosfos and then we'll see. We'll see if that's. We'll see. So the next thing in Tosfos is Rumiu, says Tosfos. But up to now, Tosfos said a katan has no way to be mekabel. He's not zeicher for himself because katanim are not bnei schir. What's Tosfos right? Katanim are not bnei schir. They're not zeicher for themselves. Tosfos said isa in Bava Basra. Right? Amin in Perek Mishemeis ein schir lekatan. No, what we're doing with Tosfos pointed out, it doesn't really say that it doesn't really say in that Gemara that ain't schiel akotim, but it's implicit in that Gemara that ain't schiel akotim, because the Gemara there has a machlekes tanoim in a gadol for whom could a gadol be zeicha. So we hold like Rav Shua, a gadol could be zeicha. There's often learned before that he could be zeicha both for a katan and for a gadol. The Raisa, the Rabban, that's a machlekes Tosfos in the Rashba. But for a gadol, Rav Shua holds. That zochin ben lekotin ben legadol. That's Rabbi Shua in the Gemara in Bava Basra. But Rabbi Leza said, "Look at this down." Remind us, of course, in the Bava Basra, Rabbi Shua says that yizoche ben lekotin ben legadol. There's two opinions there. If it's which way the kavachaymer is, kotin kavachaymer legadol, legadol kavachaymer lekotin. We'll leave it out right now. Ben lekotin ben legadol. There's zochin gadol and shleim b'fanav both for a katan and for a gadol. Now Tosfos over there speaks out. Half to be zeicher for a gadol. I mean, half to be zeicher for a katan. It's shlichus. Schiyam mitam shlichus and shlichus the katan. So Tosfos says it's a derabbanan. The din of zochin for a katan is only din derabbanan. Okay, but whether it's derais derabbanan, according to the Rashba, it's derais. According to Tosfos, it's derabbanan. He was zeicher ben the katan ben the gadol. But Rabbi Lezer says zochin. Also two versions of Rabbi Lezer, but one version of Rabbi Lezer is zochin lekatan. But not for a gadol. Now, why in the world would that be? Why could you be zeicher for a katan and not for a gadol? What's the pshat in Rabbi Lezer? What's the logic? You could be zeicher for a katan and not for a gadol. So what do we say? What did Tosfos over there say? We saw the Tosfos. Anybody remember? A gadol has a yad to be kainah for himself, so you don't have to make a takana that other people can be zeicher for him. Because Rabbi Lezer holds that the zochin lo b'fanav is only a takana. But a katan had no yad to be zeicher for himself, so he had to make a takana that other people could be zeicher for him. So implicit in that Gemara is that a katan can't be zeicher for himself. That's what Rabbi Lezer holds. there's a special agenda to make a takana that a katan should have zocher l'adam shleim b'fanav because he doesn't have a yad to be zeicher for himself. So the perishing word that a katan has no yad to be zeicher for himself. Now Tosfos even midrabbanan, even for we're talking the level of takanas, we needed to make a takana that other people could be zeicher for a katan because a katan can't be zeicher for himself. That can't merely mean that he can't be zeicher for himself. Deraisa. If it could be zeicher for himself, midrabbanan, we still wouldn't need to make a takana that other people could be zeicher for him. Apparently, even at the rabbanan level, a katan cannot be zeicher for himself. And therefore, if lezer held, we have a special takana that other people could be zeicher for a katan. But we don't have to make it for a gadol. We don't pass like a lezer. But you see from a lezer the idea, and this we don't see any machlokes about, that a katan can't be zeicher for himself. So that's what Tosfos meant at the beginning of Tosfos, that a katan cannot be zeicher for himself. Ben midraisa, ben midrabbanan, a katan cannot be zeicher for himself. But now Tosfos says, so that's the first thing Tosfos said. And then Tosfos said, A, you can't be, a katan can't be zeicher for himself. And B, other people cannot be zeicher for a katan, midraisa, because chiyah mitam shlichus veins chiyah l'katan. Of course, they could be zeicher midrabbanan, that's the Gemara Baba Basu, zeicher ben l'katan ben l'gadol we paskin. But that's only a derabbanan. We're looking at a posuk. We have, Tosfos is busy, the Dibur HaMasechta is a posuk. Ish. Ish. How can a ish, how can a katan have nechosim that we don't have to look for a, right? Tosfos being down, how to understand the posuk of ish. So, that's how we got to this whole thing. So we need that. So that's what Tosfos kasha. Manasha. For himself, a katan can't be zeicher even midrabbanan. And other people to be zeicher for him, that they could do midrabbanan, but they can't do their isa because chiyah mitam shlichus. So that was how you think. So how do you understand the pasuk that a katan has nechassim? How could a katan ever have nechassim? He can't be zeicher l'atzmai, and other people can't be zeicher for him. That's what we're up to holding. That's what we're holding in Tosfos. So now Tosfos says, but umiu beperek is kabel. Let's come back. Let me just finish the thought. That midaporech lemadomer echazev echazev zoich lasmid ein zoich lacherim. How do we know it's deraisa? From the fact that the Gemara over there asks on Shmuel, who holds he's zoich lasmid, he's not zoich lacherim. Ma'id the marim and ma'aser sheni from the halacha that a ktana could be paid the ma'aser sheni for somebody else. So that's a kind of zchil lacherim. The mashmid the zoich lacherim midaraisa. That implies that it's a din. That zchil acherim is a deraisidika concept because Meister Sheni is a deraisa. So what is Tosfos saying? Tosfos says, despite the evidence of everything up till now, Tosfos, but I have a Gemara in this Kabbal that says that there is zchil for a katan. There is zchil for a katan, and it sounds like from that Gemara that it's a deraisa that there's zchil for a katan. Who is chiyah for a katan? Now, Tosfos going to have to explain. What do you mean, chiyah for a katan? But the Maaseh, there's no chiyah for a katan. We just said before, the Gemara Baba Basra is muchuch that there's no chiyah for a katan. Tosfos later on brings another a Mishnah, a Mitzias Cheresh of Kaitu, that a katan can't be called a Mitzias except for as the Takana de Rabbanan. Asdakis Shalom. But really, a katan can't be kind of Messiah, so he doesn't not really able to be kind of things. So how can this Gemara say that a katan can be zeichel atzmai? That's the Tosfos answer. For das acheres machne is different. And when it's das acheres machne, a katan, if he's at least at the age of tzor bezorkai, egas v'noitloi, a katan could be zeichel atzmai. And I guess the Gemara about zochin, the Gemara that a katan can't be zeichel for himself, we'll have to say, even at the rabbanah level, we'll have to say is talking about when he's less than the age of tzor bezorkai. That Tosfos in Gittin speaks apatherish. But this Gemara that says that a katan cannot be zeicher for himself, that's what we need to be mistaken, that other people could be zeicher for him, must be talking about where he's less than the age of Tzor HaZorka. Because if you reach the age of Tzor HaZorka, then it's Das HaCheres, then by Das HaCheres Machne, he could be zeicher for himself. Why do you have to make a takana that other people could be zeicher for him? Question Gittin speaks that out. There's a shayla just in the Pshat though in Tosfos, and let's start with this. Just in the Pshat Tavim of Tosfos. What is Tosfos proving from this Gemara in Gittin? Up till now, Tosfos had two premises. That a katan cannot be zeicher for himself, and that other people cannot be zeicher for a katan. can't be zeicher for himself. That he had a gemara. It's feel a chotu. And other people can't be zeicher for him. That he had a svar as chiyum mitam shluchos. Now Tosfos says a gemara that at least by das acheres machne there is chiyum by a chotu. Is Tosfos here trying to prove that a chotu has chiyum for himself only? Or is Tosfos coming to prove, and there's a certain amount of chazar in this Tosfos. Up to now, Tosfos thought a katan can't be zeicher for himself, other people can't be zeicher for a katan. So how could a katan have money? Can't be zeicher for himself, other people can't be zeicher for him. So how in the world does this katan get any money? So now Tosfos has a gemara in Gittin that says, well, one second, when there's das acheres machne, he could be zeicher for himself. So there's certainly a certain amount of backpedaling in Tosfos. Up to now, Tosfos thought a katan can't be zeicher for himself. Now it turns out, at least by das acheres machne, he could be zeicher for himself. And Mashmahan and Midrash, so it turns out that Zacharias Machni could be Zaycha for himself. So he could have money. But what about other people being Zaycha for him? Is Tosfos backpedaling on that also? And now Tosfos is saying other people could be Zaycha for him? At least by Zacharias Machni kind of cases? Or has Tosfos not changed his mind about that? So this is Machlekes the Shachan and the Tosfos. How to translate the Tosfos in Reish Mem Gimel? The Shach quotes his Tosfos, and the Shach quotes his Tosfos as saying that lemaskana Tosfos. This is right now lemaskana Tosfos. Other people could be zeicher for a katan by das acheres machne. In the case of das acheres machne, a katan not only can a katan be zeicher for himself, but other people could be zeicher for a katan too. Says the Tosfos, I don't know where it says that in Tosfos. Where does it say in Tosfos that other people could be zeicher for a katan? Up to now, Tosfos thought other people could not be zeicher for a katan. Skim mitam shluchos. Where does it say in this Gemara that other people could be zeicher for a katan? The Gemara in Gittin is not talking about other people being zeicher for a katan. The Gemara in Gittin is talking about a katan being zeicher for himself, or being zeicher l'acherim. But it's not a Gemara about other people being zeicher for a katan. He says he just doesn't know what the Shach saw in this Tosfos. He says he doesn't know what big mitzvah the Shach thought that he found in this Tosfos. There's no such Tosfos. There's nothing. Tosfos said before other people can't be zeicher for katan, schiyum mitam shlichus and schiyum l'katan. Where did he say in the Gemara Gittin otherwise? The Gemara Gittin says a katan could be zeicher for himself. That Tosfos had to change their minds. A katan could be zeicher for himself, but that's a fair statement. But where does it say anywhere in this Gemara Gittin? Was there any chazar in Tosfos about other people being zeicher for a katan? Tosfos remains. He says, doesn't know what Tosfos, what the Shach saw in this Tosfos. What's the Pshat and Shach? That's a hard action to figure out. What's the Pshat and Shach? Where did the Shach see in this Tosfos that other people could be zeicher for a katan?
Tosfos only quotes
Shitas Rav Asi,
he didn't quote
Shitas Shmuel. Tosfos quotes Rav Asi, does say in that Gemara that a katan, at least the part that Tosfos quotes, which is Rav Asi, as you say, that a katan could be zeicher l'achem. The Tosfos doesn't speak this part out so much, but we'll speak it out for it does say in the Gemara Gittin, at least in Rav Asi, that a katan could be zeicher l'achem. So presumably the Shach held that if a katan could be zeicher l'achem, at least by das acheres machne, obviously we're talking das acheres machne, Tosfos goes on to qualify, obviously it's all das acheres machne, otherwise a katan can't do anything. By das acheres machne, katan could be zeicher l'acherim. Then who adin acherim could be zeicher for katan by such a case of das acheres machne? What's the logic? So you tell me, why does one thing have anything to do with the other? What is a katan being zeicher l'acherim have to do with acherim being zeicher for katan? Right. Why can't other people be zeicher for katan? Or why did Tosfos before think that other people can't be zeicher for katan? Because Tosfos holds chiyus mitam shlichus, and a katan doesn't have shlichus. Well, that a katan doesn't have shlichus, l'chayr, at least Tosfos understood, is a two-way street. At least the Shach understood that Tosfos understood. Is it two-way street? If a katan doesn't have shlichus in the sense that other people could be, if a katan can't make shlichim or have shlichim, then he also can't be a shlich, which is eminently mistaber, because Tosfos shita is that a katan doesn't have shlichus from atan gam atan. And now we have a Beferish Gemara by Goy, at least, that Atam Gamatam is a two-way street. The reason, when Atam Gamatam is a Mamayat Goyim from being Shlichim and from having Shlichim. And Tosfos holds that's the same Mid for a Kotlin. So presumably it's the same two-way street. If the same way Ketanim can't make shlichim or have shlichim, they can't be shlichim. It's the same iyud. In this Gemara in Gittin, it says that a katan could be zoicha l'acherim, which according to Tosis is a kind of being a shliach. How can a katan be a shliach? Ain't shlichus the katan? How can Rav Asi say that a katan is zoicha l'acherim? That means he's a shliach, because Tosis shita is chiyah mitam shlichus. Right, we're not in the Rashba. The Rashba is chiyah mitam shlichus. That's great, but Tosis chiyah is mitam shlichus. So how can Rav Asi say that a katan is zoicha l'acherim? Really, it's a question all by itself. How can Rav Asi say a katan is zoicha l'acherim? What happened to ein shlichus l'katan? So what's the answer? Tosis asked this question in Gittin. What's the answer? What?
That's
Acheres is the technical people. What happened to the problem of ein shlichus l'katan? What?
That's only by
true memory. Right. Says Tosis in Kiddushin, in Gittin rather, that apparently you see what Rav Asi is saying. Tosis speaks it out. The Ran over there speaks it out. I mentioned this the other day, that apparently the mit of Atan Gamatim is only to mimite a katan from shlichus in things that he can't do for himself, like tshuva. But things that he could do for himself, he could be a shlich. Because in that, he's like Atan. The mit of Atan Gamatim by a goy is not a members. But the mit by a katan, he's a members. The mit by a katan is that he's not a ben dismaisa. You know, he's not a ben tshuva. So fine. So what's that's a katan. So he can't be a shlich for tshuva. But for things that he could do himself, for himself, so he's atim, then he could be a shliach and have a shliach. Not mismatch from shlichus at all. So therefore, Tosis is basically saying, wait, the Shachri's Tosis. Tosis is saying, look, it says in this Gemara that a katan could be a shliach lacherim in to be zeich. Now, obviously, how could he be zeich at all? It must be. He could be zeich l'atzmai and lacherim. Now, of course, we have to explain how can he be zeich l'atzmai? He's a katan. Cotton can't be kind of mitzia, ain't schiel the cotton. So Tosis says das acheres machna is different. To be kind of by das acheres is easier. The kinyan that you need for das in a situation of das acheres, the kinyan that you need is an easier kind of kinyan. Even a cotton could do it. So in a matzav of das acheres, the cotton could be. So Tosis says in Gittin that it says in this Gemara that a cotton, since he's zoichel asmai by das acheres machna, so he could be zoichel acherim too, because this is not excluded by atam gamatim. This is something he could do for himself. What he could do for himself, he could do for others. So the Shach learns Tosis. Well, if that's the case, if by Das Acheres Machne he's called Atem, and he could be Zoicha for others, that means he could be a Shliach for others, then by the same token, others could be a Shliach for him. And therefore, or others could be Zoicha for him. And therefore, it says this, the Shach reads in Tosis, that it says, Tosis is now saying, that now it turns out that in fact, in a case of Das Acheres Machne, another person could be Zoicha for the Kotten. The Kotten could be Zeicha for himself by Das Acheres Machne, and others could be Zeicha for him. So the Shach is 100% right. In Tosis is now saying, up to now Tosis thought that a Kotten is not Zeicha for himself, and he's not, and others are not Zeicha for him, because it's Shlichus and Shlichus for Kotten. But now Tosis is Mechadish. That it says in this Gemara in Gittin, that in anything that he could do La'atzmoy, he could be a Shlich. He could be a shliach lacherim for. He could be zoich lacherim. Well, if he could be a shliach lacherim, then other people could be a shliach for him. And just like the Gemara says in Gittin that he could be zoich lacherim, who hadin says the Shach that lacherim could be zoich for him? That's clearly how the Shach read the Tosis. That's why the Shach saw in this Tosis that there's a chazor not only about being zoich for himself, but also about lacherim being zoich for him. The truth is, the Lashon of Tosis is very meduyak like the Shach. Because the Lashon of Tosis is, Umi beperkis kabel, gabi tsor vizorko eges venoitli, zoichel asmi ben zoichel achem, chepes mechzir lachazo, zoichel ben asmi ben lachem, mashmo da hainu mi deraisa. Tosis, it's mashmo na kamora that is deraisa. This line of Tosis, Mashma Dehainu Midaraisa, is clearly connected, or at least Pashim Shad is connected to what Tosis said before at the beginning of Tosis. That Afila Madom Zochon the Koton, even though there is a din of Zochon the Koton, Rabbi Shua in Baba Basra, Hainu Midarabon and Veloy Midaraisa. So now the Hemshech HaTos is Miu Beperkem Eskabel Gabei Sorv HaZokei Gezei Leitu Zoich Lassmin Zoich Lachem Chef and Zim Lachashob Zoich Min Lassmin Lachem Mashmet Ahayinu Midar Aysa. It's clear that these two phrases in Tosis, they link up with each other. Before Tosis said, of course there's a din Zochen Lekot, there's no Zochen Lekot Midar Aysa. I, the Gemara says Zochen Lekot, Rav Shua holds Zochen Lekot. Tosis says, yeah, nah, that's only Midar Rabbanon. Now Tosis says, Miu Beperkem Eskabel, it's Mashmo that a Kotun is the Zochen Lekot Zoich Ben Lassmin Ben Lachem. And it's mashma that hainu midaraisa. That's like the shach that this gemara in Gittin is being brought in reference to what Tosis talked about before. Another person being zeicha for a katan. The gemara says in Bava Vasa, another person gives zeicha for a katan. Tosis before said, but that must only be the rabbanon because after all, the katan doesn't have shlichos. Now Tosis says, not so fast. The gemara in Iskabel is mashma that there's zchia for a katan. Not for himself. What does that have to do with what he was talking about before? That the zochen, that a katan could be zeichel acherim midaraisa, which means that other people could be zeichel for him midaraisa too, because the shach says that's haynu hach. So that's what he's saying. First, he said other people to be zeichel for katan is only zochen. The katan is only the rabbanon. But now he says one second in the gemara in Gittin is mashma that haynu midaraisa, that other people being zeichel for a katan or a katan being zeichel for other people, all kinds of shlichas of a katan. It's really their isa. I ain't shlichus l'katan. That's what Tosfos Gittin in something that is isla nafshei by fasa cheres machne, where he could be kinder for himself, so he's not mismayed from shlichus. He's not mismayed from matan gamatan, and therefore other people could be zeicha for him, and he could be zeicha for other people.
Can't the line also be going on? It's just connecting it back to the first question of
Tosfos. Right, so read Tosfos that line. When Tosfos Miu Beperkes Kabel is only going with what Tosfos said at the very beginning, that Kotan is not Zoichel Atzmoy. And here in Perekem Eskabel it says that it's Zoichel Atzmoy. But then it's a little bit dochuk the lashon of Umashma the Hainu Midarais. Before, Tosfos never raised the suffix whether a Kotan is not being. A Kotan is not Zoichel Atzmoy. What it says in the Gemara Gittin is even at a Drabana level. Kotan is not Zoichel Atzmoy, period. The Gemara Perekem Eskabel says that Kotan is Zoichel Atzmoy. So we'll have to read the Tosfos according to the Tosfos. When Tosfos is Mashma Hainu Midarais, that is like a new thought, not connected to any suffix about their eyes of the rabbanim before. Before Tosfos said a katan that's zeichel atzmai at all. The Gemara Perikas Kabbal says a katan is zeichel atzmai. Tosfos is, and you should know that that's not only the rabbanim; it's within their eyes. But it's not connected to what Tosfos said before that it's only the rabbanim.
Well, of course, connecting it to the Gemara, because the whole point of Tosfos is he's trying to show that somehow.
Right. He needs to say it because he needs to explain pshat in the pasuk. But the mashmois in Tosfos is that Tosfos is that it has to be read together. It was the simple reading of Tosfos, just the syntax of Tosfos. It's not mamash muchach, but the simple reading of the flow of Tosfos is that he said, "Afilu madomer." Like I said before, "Afilu madomer zochen l'katan haynu midrabbanan v'lo midraisa." And now he says, "Umiu perikin hiskabel mashma haynu midraisa." That those two phrases are connected. And the emphasis is that the equation between being zochel l'atzmai, being a katan, being the equation between a katan being zoicha lacherim and other people being zoicha for a katan, that those two things are equivalent because they're just different kinds of shlichos. But atam gamatam is a two-way street. It's muchuch lehedya in the hemshech of Tosfos, because Tosfos later on says that Tosfos says that in Yerushalmi in Perika Lachol Ma'arvin, Tosfos says in Perik Chaloin rather, Tas Mashu Yerushalmi Perik Chaloin, that if he's a ben das isleis chiyim idereisu demina abon the kesoran ami. We'll worry about the details when we get to it. But Tosfos says kilo this year. Yishami against the Gemara Neizu Neshech. Yishami is told me the Kotan is Zeichel Acherim. The Gemara Neizu Neshech is told me the Acherim being Zeichel for a Kotan. What is Mayan Shmita Eitzel HaSinai? What does one thing have to do with the other? It's the Hainu Hach. What's the difference? Is the Shlichas for a Kotan an immediate Yisil and Hashay? If the shlichus for katan immediately that he could do for himself, so if there isn't, and if there is, it's a two-way street. Then he can be zeichel achem, and achem can be zeichel for him. And if he can't, then he can't. So you see the equation clearly in the Tosfos. So now the however, there's a shad here in pshat. If we want to read the Tosfos like the Shach, so what's the Hemshech HaTosfos? Tosfos, how could a Katan have money? Just taking it from the top, just the overview of Tosfos. Let's have the big picture. Tosfos wants to know, how could a Katan have money? Can't be Zoicha for himself, That's the Gemara Git in Baba Basra. Cotton has no skill for himself. That's not even Medarbon doesn't have skill for himself. And even if other people could be zaita for him, which is Machalikas of Lesnar Yerushua, of course we hold like Yerushua, other people could be zaita for him, says Tosis, that's only Darabonon, because Skiz Mitam Shlichus and Shlichus Lakotan. So even the din that you could be zaita for a Kotan, that's a Takana Darabonon. So at a derisive level, how could a Kotan ever have money? Now Tosis turns around and says, well, one second, not so fast. The Gemara and Gittin is Mashma, that a Kotan has schiya, and it's mashma that's their isa. The Shach learned just going back what I said before. Before we said that you can't be zeichet for a koton on a derisa level. Now it's mashma that no, on a derisa level, on a koton can be zeichet acherim. So what did acherim can be zeichet for a koton? Says the Shach. You see, maskanas of places is that acherim can be zeichet for a koton. At least by das acheris machna. We have to qualify. Das acheris machna is different. But at least by Das Acheres Machten, the cotton is over to the store of Zokhi, I guess Meutloy. So in such cases, Maskanas that Tosis says the Shach is that a cotton could be Zokhi, that Acherim could be Zokhi for a cotton. The Maskanas of Tosis is that by Das Acheres Machten, Acherim could be Zokhi for a cotton. And where did that come from? From the Gemara Gittin, that a cotton could be Zokhi for a cotton. If the cotton could be Zokhi for a cotton, then Acherim could be Zokhi for a cotton. My commission is about. So this is a posuk to Shiloh. The Gemara in Gittin that says that a cotton could be zeichel acherim is who? Tarasi. Shmuel argues. Shmuel says zeichel asmi vein is zeichel acherim. Halach is like Shmuel. Halach is like Shmuel. A cotton is zeichel asmi, is not zeichel acherim. So what does the Shach want? How can the Shach say, oh, maskonis that Tosfos is that acherim could be zeichel for a cotton? What do you mean? Tosfos only said that if a cotton could be zeichel acherim, then acherim could be zeichel for a cotton. But the Maskan Shmuel holds that Achem cannot, that a Kotan cannot be Zeichel Achem. So if he can't be Zeichel Achem, so then Achem can't be Zeichel for him. So it's a Shail on the Shach. What does Shach want from Tosis? It's only Ravasi. And in a way, it's a Shail on Tosis. Because the Shach is reading the Tosis, that Kilo Tosis, and we just said before, it's Maduk in the Lashon of Tosis. That's really what that Tosis is saying like the Shach. The Tosis sounds like he's saying like the Shach. That in Perakes Kabel, up to my face of God, the say that Achem is Zochim for a cotton is only the Zochim the cotton, even according to Abishu, that Zochim the cotton, that's only the Rabbanim. The place, no, but in Perakes Kabel, it's Mashma, that Zochim the cotton is the Raisa. Where is the Mashma in this Kabel? Because Rabasi says the cotton is Zochim Achem. So fine, we understand the Raya. Zochim Achem, Achem, Zochim Loy, it's all the same Achem Gamata. But that's only Rabasi, we don't like Rabasi, we all like Shmuel. According to Shmuel, the cotton is not Zochim Achem. If he's not Zochim Achem, so Achem can't be Zochim for a cotton, except maybe the Rabbanim, but not me the Raisa. So what does Tosfos mean? The Perakis Kabbal is mashma that this din of Zochin the Kotan is their Isa. Maybe according to Rabasi, but not according to Shmuel. The Halacha is like Shmuel. So what does Tosfos want? What does Tosfos want? What does the Shach want? What does Tosfos want? So what's the answer? Well, you tell me, what's the answer? Right, but what happened to this equation? The Shach said, and we said that the Chayr of Shad and Tosfos said that the two things go together. You can taste it later. Chayr, it's the same Atan Gamatan. That's the whole svar. If Atan Gamatan is not a two-way street, then the whole Tosfos didn't start. So Atan Gamatan is a two-way street. So if Shmuel holds that he can't be Zeichel Lachayim, so apparently he holds that he can't be a Shliach Lachayim. So how could Achayim be a Shliach for him? If Atan Gamatan is not a two-way street, and Tosfos never had it, Tosfos didn't get off the ground. What do you see in the Gemara Gittin at all? Gabi Achem being Zeichet. Well, I know that's the emes. That's the emes of Shach and Tosfos. That Atan Gamatan Tosfos goes both ways, cuts both ways. So if it says in the Gemara Gittin that a Kotan could be Zeichel Achem, then it says that in something which he could do for himself, he could be a Shliach LaAchem. And if that's the case, then Achem could be a Shliach Vin. That's the Tosfos. That's the Pshat and Tosfos. That's 100% right. That's the Pshat and Tosfos. But that's Ravasi. What happened to Shmuel? Shmuel holds that the cotton cannot be zeichel achem. So if the cotton cannot be zeichel achem, that means that he cannot be a shliach lachem, even though he's something which is he could do himself. So how can Achem be Zeichet them?
We're only asking on the fact that you can be Zeichet for Al-Achir. And Tosa said that we're only in Mamai and the Shlichus for something that the Kohen can't do for himself. So the Gemara is only asking on the side that he can do it for other people. So the Gemara doesn't have a problem with him doing it for himself.
No, I'm not following you. My question is, Shmuel holds that a kotan cannot be zeichel acherim, even though he could be zeichel himself. Zeichel asked me if ain't zeichel acherim. So that means Shmuel holds that even something that he could do for himself, he cannot be a shlich to do it for somebody else. Shmuel apparently holds that atem gamatem is madly mishlichus legamer. He can't be a shlich at all. So if he can't be a shlich at all, then acherim can't be zeichel for him either, at least in either eyes. So where did what does he want from Maran Gittin? He's quoting the Maran Gittin. He's quoting the Mandar Maran Gittin. It's not La Halacha. What is that? What do you do with Mandar Maran? Is La Halacha? Chol La Halacha. The Gemara that says in Baba Basra that aims that Zet Zochin the Kotan still has to only be the Midrash Rabbanan, like Taisa said at the outset. So where did Taisa? Why is Taisa in Chayzer from that?
See within Das Acharis Makne, the fact that Acher can be Makne to him, that would be equivalent to Salmas being Zaken to him.
No, let's say by a case. No, I'm talking about a case where an acher, there was a das acher, is machna to the gadol. Maybe it's enough that the gadol. Yeah, truth is, even if you don't have a das acher, is machna to the gadol as being zeicher for the kotan, some of the gadol himself could have a das acher, is machna. You see, by Shmuel, it doesn't help das acher, is machna. Shmuel holds that even by das acher, is machna. The case in the Gemara in Gittin is das acher, is machna. That's the case over there. And Rav Asi says that he's zeicher l'atzma and he's zeicher l'achem. Ben l'atzma, ben l'achem. And Shmuel says no. Zeichel asked me, "Vein is zeichel chem, even though it's das acher smachna."
Tosis is explaining Shmuel according to Rav Chanina Bar Don, who says that he's machalik between. Also, that he says that he can lumaskan.
Oh, ishtik Bar Don over there. He didn't have a teretz. Ishtik v'adon, and where it says a teretz.
Rav Chista says that across the board, Shmuel says zochel yatzma v'ein zochel achir. Rav Chanina Bardon says that no, there are times when even Shmuel would say zochel achir because of these two prices. So Rav Chista.
You see where I get me. The maskana from the end is Rav Chara is not like that. Zeichel asked me if end is zeichel chem.
Rav also sounds like he's arguing with Shmuel though, because he says that there's gimel nidos v'kata, and Shmuel wouldn't say.
But putus is in the rabbanon; they could even sell. That's a different thing. They could even sell, and that's obviously the rabbanon to sell. I think it's a simple answer. But it's a chiddush. I want to machriach for these guys. Why is Shmuel Taka Chayil? Let's do something we did talk about last week. Why is Shmuel Chayil Kan Arvasi? What's in the Kudus HaMachayil? Why is Shmuel Chayil Kan Arvasi? Arvasi says, Zeichel Asmi, and he's Zeichel Acherim, he explains, Atem Gamatem is only things that he was mismayed for himself. Things that he could for himself, he's mismayed. He could be a shliach. He's Bechal Atem Gamatem. And Shmuel said, no, Zeichel atzmi ve'ein zeichel acher. What's in the kudus of machlekes? Why is Shmuel talking about the kind of asim? So the Ran says, you said what?
Yeah,
both of them
spoke
out too. Ran and the Rashi. The Ran says, "Rav Chisda chaylik and shlichus." It's machlekes in dinei shlichus. Rav Chisda chaylik and the yisoid in shlichus. Rav Chisda says, Shmuel holds that a katan is nismayed from shlichus legamer. This chiddush of Rav Asi, that a katan is only nismayed from shlichus, something that he can't do for himself. But what he could do for himself, he could be a shlich also. For zeh gufa, Shmuel is chaylik. And Shmuel said, no, katan is nismayed from shlichus all the way there. But we said there was another possibility. The Rashba in Kiddushin says that the machlekes Shmuel and Rav Asi is nothing to do with shlichus. Yeah, parenthetically, the Rashba can't say it's a machlekes in shlichus. The Rashba is chiyul amitam shlichus anyway. This is more about chiyul. The Rashba has to say a different shah. But even in the world of Tosis, this different shah of the Rashba is available to Tosis too. The Rashba needed it, but it's available for Tosis also. And that is to say that Shmuel, as far as shlichus is concerned, Shmuel and Rav Asi, they both agree that if he could be a shlich for him, what he could do for himself, he could be a shlich lechayim also. Right? It's rather not mashmin this gemara that machlekes about shlichus. Well, it's hard to know, but from where it doesn't say too much explanation altogether. But anyway, the Rashba says that Shmuel is chayil for a different reason. What does the Rashba say? Das. Shmuel holds that a katan doesn't have as das to be kainel lechayim. It's not a chesaron shlichus. The shlichus is fine. The chesaron in the yad. Just like in Rav Asi, to be zoicha for himself, he has to have you need a level of tshuva zoga eges v'noitlo. To be zoicha l'achayim, you need a bigger level of that. You need chayfet to machzir l'achashah. So Shmuel goes even further. Shmuel says that a kotlin is never nois and daito, he never has enough das. He's never has enough yad. He can't really be, the maisa kabbalah doesn't have enough das to do. L'asmi yes, but l'achayim not. According to that mahalach, if we learn like the Rashba, then as far as shlichus is concerned, there's no machlekes here, Rav Asi and Shmuel. They both agree. Rav Asi says that the katan, if he could do for himself, he's a shlich for others too. And we don't find the Shmuel's chaylik in it. The nekudas machlekes is that Shmuel holds, but he can't do a ma'aseh kinyan lachem, because a katan can't do a ma'aseh kinyan lachem. That's when you're talking about a katan doing a ma'aseh kinyan lachem. But when you're talking about a chayim being zoicha for a katan, so who's doing a ma'aseh kinyan? The gadol, not chesaron the ma'aseh kinyan. There, the only issue is the issue of shlichus. It's something that a katan for himself. He's not mismayed from shlichus. And therefore, even according to Shmuel, a gadol could be zeicha for a katan. That's the pshat. I think that's why Tosfos didn't mention anything about Shmuel. It's enough that he mentioned Ravasi. You see in Ravasi the yisoid that a katan could be zeicha l'acherim. He's not mismayed from shlichus. What he could do for himself, he could be a shlich l'acherim as well. If that's the case, then acherim could be zeicha for him because the shlichus is shlichus. And even Shmuel is chaylik, we have to add. Even Shmuel is chaylik and says that a katan cannot be zoich l'achayim, that's for extraneous reasons. Because it doesn't have a yad to do with ma'aseh kinyan l'achayim, and that extraneous reason has nothing to do with achayim being zoich for him. As far as achayim is zoich for him, there's no machalik, why should he be machalik as Rav Asi and Shmuel? And through this very meduic, why did Rav Asi and Shmuel not argue about achayim being zoich for him? How come they only argue about him being zoich l'achayim? That's got a very more geshmak according to this mahalach than according to the Ran. According to the Ran, achayim machalik is both ways. That's a terrible feeling around there. I'm saying because Drabon makes a difference. Drabon anyway is Zeichem and Kotten. But Akaponim, the word itself is a good word. So I think here is a Raya. Here is a Raya. I think there's other Rayas too, but I think here is a Raya that Tosfos holds, not like the Ran, that the Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Asi is not a Dinei Shlichus. If the Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Asi would be a Dinei Shlichus, then the Halacha is like Shmuel, that he's not Zeichem Lachem, and he cannot be a Shliach Lachem, and then other people cannot be a Shliach for him either. And that would be the Maskon. Tosfos learned the Machlekes Shmuel and Rav Asi, they both agree in Shlichus, that a Kotan could be, if according to Rav Asi he could be a Shliach Lachem, then according to Shmuel he could be a Shliach Lachem too. Shmuel argues in the Ma'aseh Kinyan Shabbat, that a Kotan can't do a Ma'aseh Kinyan Lachem. He doesn't have a Yad to be Kotan Lachem. When it comes to Lachem being Kazoich of him, Shmuel and Rav Asi come to the same thing. That's exactly what he says. So it's Mash Matak and Perikis Gabel, that Lachem can be Zoich of a Kotan even at the Aslan. Just want to add one more nekuda. This I really said last week. I think I mentioned this to Rabbi Gregor, but I think now it'll go down more. Now we're more in it, so it'll go down more. We'll see more where it fits. according to Rav Asi, that a katan has shlichus and something that he could do for himself. So that means, according to Rav Asi, like we're learning in Taisus now, we see it in Taisus, that a katan could be a shliach for others, and other people could be a shliach for a katan. In a thing that a katan could do for himself, like to do a ma'aseh kinyan in a das acharis makna situation, if a katan could do it lachem, a chem could do it for a katan. Because I think Gamatim is a two-way street. That's how the Shach learns Taisus, very mashman. The Lashon of Taisus that way. The Hemshech of Taisus moves it that way. I think Gamatim goes both ways. So now, according to Rav Asi, a katan, in a thing that a katan could do for himself, not only could he be a shliach lachem, but other people could be zeicha for him. Not only could he be zeicha lachem, other people could be zeicha for him. The way I'm explaining Taisus, Shmuel also agrees really as far as that goes, that what he could do for himself, other people could be saying for him. He may not be able to do for others, Asiyad, but other people could do for him. But in Rav Asi, for sure, the way, you know, if Shmuel is chaylik or not, that's totally how you learn Shmuel, as we said. But in Rav Asi, it's 100%. That Taisus learns up in Rav Asi, according to Taisus, it says in Rav Asi that a kotlin is not mismat in shlichus in something they could do for himself. He could do for himself, he could do lachayim, and who had in lachayim could do for him? That's, we don't even need Agamar. We don't need our Taisus. That Taisus in Gittin. Rav Asi. We want to apply it to Shmuel, that's our Taisus. But in Rav Asi, it's for sure the way. Says Rav Kreger, so what would that mean? Does that mean that in something that he could do for himself, a Kotun could make a Shliach? That's what it means. That's what we're saying. There's no Mir to Atem Gamatem. So a Kotun could be Shliach for others. Other people could be a shliach for a katan. So it says that katan could make a shliach. Anything that he could do for himself, a katan could make a shliach. Says Rabbi Krieger, so one second. A katana, could a katana be makabel or own get? 100%. So why can't a katana make a shliach to be makabel or get? And that's a Mishnah Mufa Reshus in Samachai and Gittin, that a katana cannot make a shliach to be makabel or get. That's Rabbi Krieger, according to Rav Asi, says, according to Rabbi Krieger, the Kreger says, according to Shmuel, he doesn't have a problem because he learns like the Ran. Shmuel is chaluk in the holy site, but according to Rav Asi, at least Rav Asi also has to learn the Mishnah. According to Rav Asi, that a kotlin is not mishmait and shlichus and something he could do for himself, and it goes both ways. It could be shliach achayim, other people could be zayicha for him. So why can't the katana be memana shliach to go accept her get? That's something she could do for herself. Why can't she make a shliach? Kreg is kasha. So the Kreger answer is, anybody remember? The last time we did it before, but it was sort of out of context, yeah.
So to the point of Shaliach, there's another level that you need to have a spirit.
Says Rabbi Kreger, one second. In all these Gemaras we're talking about with a Kotlin not actually appointing a Shaliach. Because the Zochen, we're talking about Zochen. Zochen doesn't need any Maisa Minun. So there, Rav Asi holds, a Kotlin could do for himself, he could do for others, no Mir Tov Atem Gamatem. But in the case of a Ger, it's a Chayv, there's no Zochen Lamesh Lev Befonim. You have to be Memana the Shaliach. To be memana shliach, there a kotlin has a problem even without atem gamatim. You don't have to come out to atem gamatim. For a kotlin to be memana shliach, that's a chalos, like a chalos kinyan. Just like a kotlin doesn't have das to make a kinyan, a kotlin can't be makadish and isha. Doesn't do shlichos. A kotlin can't be makadish and isha. Doesn't have any gemiras das to make a chalos kinyan. So maybe with das. You have to know how can a kotlin be zeichel and nafshei. So you have to say that's chayes machne, takes care of the chaloiski. There's complicated things here, but other shas and yana. But we're not going to get there. All the shas and yana. But akapanim says every pager to be memana shliach. That's like to make a chalois. That's like to be makadosh and ishul avoshul. That a kotlin poshul doesn't have das to do. That has nothing to do with atem gamatim. Forget atem. Even if we had never heard of atem gamatim, we would know that a kotlin doesn't have not enough das to make the chalois of being memana shliach kabbal. That's not a sug of atem gamatim b'chal. Here we're talking about gemaras of zochen lo mishlei b'fon. Zochen lo mishlei b'fon. If you don't need a ma'ase minui, then we have to come out to the issue of atem gamatim. Atem gamatim. That's the chiddush of Rasi. What he could do for himself, he's not in the mirat of atem gamatim. That's Rabbi Kreger's chiddush. It's a very big chiddush because Taisus holds that the way that zochen works with an ansadi. How can you have an ansadi that if he would have known, he would have been ma'ase shliach. But by Kotlin, he doesn't have the koyach to be ma'ase shliach. So how could he have an ansadi? That's a pasuk. This Rebbe Kreger is a big chiddush. But the chor and the cheshbon, I don't know a way out. maybe it needs to be thought about. I don't know of another way out of this Rebbe Craig. Okay, again, a very solid question. But Maisa says in Ravasi that a cotton could be, that a cotton is not mismayed from Atam Gamatim. What he could do for himself, he could do for others. He could be a shliach for others. That says in Taisus and Gita. And the Choritz Muchuk that Huadin, if he could do for others, others could do for him. That says in Taisus Be'os. The Ferish, that, I mean, at least the way the Shach read the Taisus Be'os. The Hemshech HaTaisus Masmah. That's the Chorit that goes together. If he could do for others, others could do for him. So according to Masi, why can't the Kana be Manash Lich Chabolov again? Of course, like the Greg says, that Minu, that a Kod, that's for sure. Forget Atam Gamatim, a Kotan doesn't have a Koyach to be Manash Lich. But I'm pointing out, it comes out of Murray de Kazakh, that a Kotan does not have enough Das to be Manash Lich. And yet, Rav Asi holds that it is in by Das Acharis Machne, where he could be Koyach for himself, he could be Zeicher for himself. So he does have the Koyach, you could have Zochan Lorim Shleib Afano, you could be Zeicher for a Kotan. And the whole Tzchiyah works when he with an Ansadi. So that really needs a Hezber. If the whole Tzchiyah works with an Ansadi, so how could you be Zeicher for a Kotan midiraisa? Okay, there's no Atam Gamatam. But what's the Ansadi? If the Kotan would have known, then the Kotan would have been Mamanim as a Shleich. An Ansadi that is Nichalei, the Kotan would have been Mamanim as a Shleich. But the Kotan doesn't have Dasti Mamanim as a Shleich. Yeah, maybe the Kotan, maybe, I mean, we can already start to see on our own. Maybe this Kotan is not so Shvet. The same way, I mean, maybe we'll say it there, I don't know if this is the right way to say it, that an ansade, that if the Kotan would have known and would have had enough das, then he would have been Mamanim as a Shleich. That calls the Achmas into the ansade. If an ansade doesn't mean, maybe it's only Mishchas. I don't know, I'm not sure, I don't want to commit myself, but I'm just pointing out this, the Chorab Kreg is Muchuch, on the one hand, but on the other hand, it says here a chiddush that you can have an ansadi, even though the Kotan himself, Kotan could have an ansadi, even though Lemais, the Kotan himself, does not have enough das to be Mimana the Shleich, even had he known. Yeah. Okay. Maybe wait to explain.